Hello guys, this is tomorrow's Guardians Tech Talk Show. My name is Fethullah.
My name is Enrique.
And today we are going to talk about our topics as yesterday. So, Mr. Enrique, would you please start?
Of course, I got a pretty interesting one. MASH Casualty Virtual Reality Simulator. It's a huge one, trust me, it's really interesting. Okay, so this is, just imagine this, right? Like a car crash or like a bus driver, he pops a tire, the whole bus flips on its side, every passenger is injured in a small way or a big way, and so like you've got some first aid experience, right? Or something, or let's make it better, right? Ambulance comes.
Yeah.
Who do you treat first? Which one is like critical, which one is okay? Which patient, obviously. So this is the type of scenarios they are aiming for, is how to think faster in such unique scenarios. So basically, they're preparing paramedics in any scenario with VR glasses.
Interesting.
Even like a building fire, right? And like patients are running outside, and you need to know which injuries are critical, which ones are not. But usually the paramedics, they will take part in a live simulator with actors. It's good, but like it takes a lot of time and the resources, and it takes more money, I think. And it's not as realistic as this VR scenarios, because there's sound, it's like in your face, and it's a real scenario. Okay, so with VR, it will have a screams, it will have blood, as well as injuries types, and in the surroundings, like an accident. Come on, like this, it will overwhelm anyone. So with this VR, they will make its scenarios more comfortable, and not comfortable, more preparing you for if something happens, right?
Yeah.
So you've seen it before, you could take it in quicker. Unfortunately, but man, like would you have any idea what to do if you were like in a massive earthquake and everyone is distorted and injured?
Massive earthquake, like it would be, of course, like painful condition. I mean, it would be really bad, horrible condition for all of the people, and like, you know, because of that stress, because of the panic, I guess.
Yeah.
That's really hard to see what to do.
The sound, you know, people screaming.
Yeah.
The cars.
And like,
buildings.
I don't know.
If it's that big.
I don't know, like, for other people, but I would, like, really go blank in terms of,
Depends on people. It's different, you know. But I would love to try the simulator and see what I do if I go. But probably it wouldn't be the same thing, but it will give you, these people, a really good idea of what to do, like the direction to follow. It will help these paramedics practice skills, but the same time could overwhelm them, because they cannot physically touch the patient. They can learn and evaluate like exactly what kind of injuries and what they should do, so it's like a verbal confirmation, and that's how they test them, with because the quicker you can realize what's going on with the patient, the quicker you can, so that's how they evaluate them.
So with this technology, as I see that, we like, you can, as soon as possible, you can get and you can find the issue that what's going on there.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
immediately, but learn to become quick.
Yeah, quicker. I mean, like, because in a traditional way, like, you waste like plenty of time in order to find what is the problem there. Like,
and that would end with the death
of the person or people.
And the benefit of this is, it's not like this live action role playing of actors. It takes like 20 minutes to set up the whole 5-minute thing. This you can do at home. or like multiple times, and you know, multiple scenarios, realistic, it's practicable, you know, you can do it every day, and then when the day comes, boom, superhero, right?
It's, yeah, it's like a simulation, yeah, kind of simulation.
It's a simulation.
Like, even as I know that pilots and firefighters somehow use this kind of simulation in order to like be much more. Like,
you need a certain amount of time in the simulator.
Yeah.
This could be the same thing in the new age, that you need like 100 hours in simulator time. Like I know with pilot it's like 1,000+ simulator time before you can become a commercial pilot. They can even communicate with patients. Like, it's okay, give me 1 minute, I'll be back. And like things like that, you know. It's pretty insane, like, but it's still at the stage of simple phrases. So it's not like, okay, where did you get that little key ring? And it looks nice. What the fuck? No.
I mean, sorry, if you want to give a quote in terms of like this thing, that we can say that like this thing saves time and saves people.
Saves lives, you know? They're preparing the best.
Saves lives and saves people time. Yeah.
And it's worth investing. Come on, this is people's lives at stake. And okay, so you know this technology now, the preparing people and things. Like, in what other professions, like jobs, would they have this kind of VR practicing? Where could you see it be helpful?
I mean, like, it might.
I think like firefighters, you know, even
as we said,
teachers, anything basically. But like in the emergency field,
how about in law industry?
Police, yeah, the law.
Yeah, maybe like.
I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, but
it's possible, but it's not like critical. That's So even if you like, you can imagine if you like in the International Space Station, and like some heater pipe blows up, and then you need to fix it or fix the scenario.
Yeah, yeah, like maybe it's my
Mars is like the mission to Mars, man. Dude, they're gonna run simulations day and night for those astronauts.
Yeah, and do you know the mechanics? Mechanics also can use this thing easily, because they would easily understand what is the problem in cars, in vehicles, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah,
this is amazing. Yeah. I love it. Tell me, what do you have for us?
So guys, today I have got an article of 5G technology that is going around right now. The famous American telecommunication and phone supplier company Qualcomm. Maybe you know it, like it's a like supplier of mobile phone chips, which include Apple and Android phones.
I've never heard of them.
I'm pretty sure that you have heard of it, but I don't remember right now. Okay. This Qualcomm expects global smartphone makers to ship 450 million 5G handsets in 2021 and another 750 million in 2022. Like, the world's largest supplier of mobile phone chips said on Tuesday.
Wow.
I mean, like,
just like maybe I've had a ton of new SIM cards because of like going to different countries.
It's not kind of SIM card, it's like a chip in phones. When you open, you may find it. Like, I'm pretty sure that you will easily understand when I will show you.
So it's not like that card you put inside?
No, it's not a SIM card. Qualcomm said 5G adoption will be faster than 4G due to the timing of commercialization of the technology in China and availability of chipsets across different price tiers. So what would be your comment on this general development, because internet is becoming faster and faster with the help of technology, like, because this 5G technology is related to
of course
internet.
Like, with this it will just like products, business, you know, anything related to like making money online, just boom, instantly. And I saw like last month, China was one of the first countries that successfully implemented 5G internet service.
I mean, like this internet service, as we can see that it will be much more faster, like if we compare to 3G and 4G.
Just imagine.
In terms of downloading and uploading. Because like right now, if you download a video or like a film, if it takes 1 hour or 2 hours, just an example I'm trying to give right now, guys. With the 5G technology, it will take like approximately 30 minutes or 20 minutes. That's the 5G
technology. Okay, but let's put it in real scale, because I know 4G, it will take like 20 minutes, 10 minutes for like a 1 gig movie.
Yeah, maybe.
If you use this will take what? One minute?
Maybe like, I cannot give an example.
1, 2 minutes, yeah.
Exact example.
But this is not on a Wi-Fi, right? So that's what's like the big scale of it.
Wi-Fi also affects from this thing, but the primary thing is, priority is like
the
mobile data.
Mobility of it.
Yeah, mobile data. So, analysis attach importance to occasional smartphone estimate figures from Qualcomm, from this company, given its close relationship with phone makers. Qualcomm and its rivals stand to benefit from faster 5G adoption because the phones will require more chips to gain the speed boost in terms of internet, I mean.
Of course, the phone needs to be able to handle it.
Yeah. How would be the feature of this improvement, and how is the condition in like, because I wonder and I'm asking right now in South Africa in terms of this internet technology and 5G revolution?
Honestly, I have no idea, but I remember that it was really slow and expensive in my opinion. So I never used my data like at all. I was one of those people. If someone wanted to chat with me in the middle of the day when I was not on Wi-Fi, I would just ignore them. But that's why it's so expensive. But I've been like my aunt, she has like I don't know, 20 megabytes per second Wi-Fi, and I don't know if it's any close to that on the mobiles.
So you're saying that Wi-Fi technology is much more like developed than mobile data technology?
Yeah,
In South Africa.
I think so, because like the satellite areas in that region might be fewer.
Yeah.
And the towers.
I mean, like, how is the mobile data technology in Georgia? What do you think, Republic of Georgia, whatever?
Yeah, I have watched a few videos when I was waiting at the Justice House, like online. It's pretty solid. Like, come on.
It's faster than South Africa.
And it's cheaper. That's wonderful.
Yeah, okay, like guys. These were our topics for today.
What would you think like in next 10 years, like 7, 9, 12G is going to be like? Like, we don't need that kind of speed, do we?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that kind of technologies will reduce the time. It will save time, I mean. You can communicate as fast as you want.
Yeah.
You can download, upload, like, I mean.
But it would be like so crazy, like if we had that today, we wouldn't see a difference though. It's like tiny amounts of seconds at that point, but man, you know, whatever, keep upgrading, and that's innovation.
We will see what will happen in 5 or 10 years after. Okay guys, my name is Fethullah.
My name is Enrique.
This was tomorrow's Guardians Tech Talk show. I hope you enjoyed it, and see you.
Have a nice day.